The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Tuesday, another Tuesday night, another election day, primaries, if our votes even count, according to some of the top RNC people. It doesn't matter what the popular vote is. We make the decisions around here. And if they have ever exposed themselves as being a more heinous, treasonous group of controllers, I don't know when it would be. They have forever shown anybody with a political brain in this country, or a brain of a patriot, who they represent. They don't represent you. They don't represent me. They don't represent us. They represent themselves. Always have, always will, and they need to be removed. Is Donald Trump perfect? No. Who is? But let me tell you, reverse speech has shown him to be 100% honest when speaking from his subconscious mind along with his forward speech. That has never happened before. And I place a lot of confidence in reverse speech as a technology, a barometer of who people are and what they really believe. Remember, the intelligence community was fully briefed on this for 5 days, years and years ago, and we think they use it all the time to find out what's really going on with people. Some people have said, why did Mr. Trump go in front of AIPAC and make that speech after just a few hours before he said he'd make Israel pay for its defense aid, which they should. They have scored over $1 trillion from this country since 1948. Why did he make that speech? In my opinion, I can't prove this. I think Mr. Trump is a very smart man. I think he knows exactly, for example, what happened on 9/11. I don't think he is dumb enough to say it now. I think at some point in the future, when and if he is president, he will begin to investigate what really happened there. That's the time to do it, not now. If he were to say what he really thinks about 9/11, and believe me, the man has built enough high-rise buildings to understand what brought those towers down, he would be laughed at by the press, never ending. They're laughing enough now. It is politically wise and astute to hold your fire on some issues. I believe he went to AIPAC and said what he needed to say. Let's be honest. AIPAC, those people lie, deceive, cheat, defraud, press their influence, blackmail. They push and pressure people all the time. and they wield far too much impact on this country and its current and present future. I think Mr. Trump said what he needed to say. I think it was a politically expedient thing to do. Remember, JFK, dead. One of the key players in JFK's assassination, in all likelihood, was Israel. David Ben-Gurion, who said, no, you may not inspect Dimona. JFK said, oh, yes, we're going to inspect Dimona. He didn't want the Jewish bomb. We have 400 to 500 Jewish bombs now. JFK paid for that and other things with his life. There were plenty of reasons. Zionism, world Zionism, Bolshevism, communism, Marxism, whatever you want to call it, socialism, kills people all the time. You think Mr. Trump's going to go before AIPAC, the most rabid group of all, the most powerful group, and tell it like it is? No, he's not going to do that. He's not stupid. His children are married to Jews, billionaire families, both of them. He's got his credentials. He's already promised Israel would be taken care of in the past in his debates and campaign stops, his rallies, presentations, speeches. I don't think there's a big surprise there. I think the surprise to me is that more people haven't figured out that you cannot go in front of these people and necessarily tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth about your feelings about the Zionist state of Israel. He has already made it clear that he is in favor of Jerusalem maintaining its independence and not being absorbed by the state of Israel. That cost him Sheldon Adelson's support in a Las Vegas meeting. Adelson was shell-shocked, I read, that Trump would say that, because Jerusalem is supposed to be part of Greater Israel, remember? He also said on other occasions that Israel should be realistically taken care of. I've forgotten the exact words, so I'm not going to try and quote him. But I think he's on record for the better part of a year, 8-9 months now, as speaking about the Israeli-Palestinian question properly and correctly. He said he's in favor of a two-state solution and that we should stay out. I don't think we can stay out. We're in up to our eyeballs, but that's not our choice. So again, I do not place much concern with his AIPAC remarks. I think everybody that goes to AIPAC, if you watch the speeches and listen, says damn near the same thing. They grovel, they speak loyalty, they pledge loyalty. It's the game. It's the way politics has to be played. Unless you want to die, which can be arranged very easily these days. So those are my 2 cents, 3 cents on this, and, you know, for whatever it's worth. I may be wrong. Maybe I'm right. I think I am right. I think Donald Trump is a very smart man. And with that, let's bring on our first guest tonight, Frosty Wooldridge, standing by to tell us the latest horrors from the alleged migrants who have overrun Europe. They say now, after the blast in Brussels, there may be 90 more suicide bombing teams roaming Europe right now, ready to decimate and destroy and kill. Do we want these people over here? Really? They're already over here. What percentage of the Muslims here now do you think are aligned philosophically, politically, maybe spiritually, with ISIS? What percent? 10? 15? 20? If push came to shove, how many do you think would line up with ISIS? 30? 40? 50%? I don't have the answer. I do know it's a substantial percentage. Frosty, how do you see it?
Hi, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Welcome back, my friend. Yeah.
Thank you. And I, you know, my heart goes out to all of Europe. But at the same time, my heart goes out to all of Australia, all of Canada, and certainly all of the United States of America, because we are in a war with Islam. And all Muslims support this war against the Western world because it's a part of what the Quran dictates. And if they are a Muslim, you'll notice there is no outcry whatsoever
None.
In any of the
None.
Countries.
Not one condemnation. No.
Not one condemnation whatsoever. Let me read this quote. Omar Ahmad is the director of the Council on American Islamic Relations. and I am quoting him directly. Quote, Islam isn't in America to be equal to any faith, but to become dominant. The Quran should be the highest authority in America, and Islam the only accepted religion on earth, unquote.
Well, there you are. I also want to drop one quickie in here, then I'll get out of the way. Frosty, there were massive celebrations all over the world by Muslims after 9/11. This has come out from a number of people from different locations. Maybe there weren't thousands in one location, but there were probably hundreds upon hundreds of thousands who cheered wherever they were living around this tattered globe.
And that was, of course, brought out by Donald Trump, as he has been speaking with the gut-level realities that we're facing. And, of course, it's amazing to me. I'm here in Denver, Colorado, and I have been bringing, as a citizen journalist, I do not adhere to political correctness. If anybody has read any of my work on Rinse.com, you know that I'm pretty much like Donald Trump. I tell it like it is, and I tell it with great clarity. I probably don't get as wordy as he is, but no matter what, I'm telling it exactly as Donald Trump tells it. And the fact is, we do have to have surveillance of American mosques. We have to have surveillance of the Muslim people in this country. Personally, if I had my way, I would have never imported in excess of 4 million and possibly as high as 7 million Muslims into our country.
It's that many? Oh, my God.
Oh yeah, the
minimums. All right, let's take the 10% rule. 10% are aligned with ISIS. 10%.
That's
way conservative. Let's just do that for fun. That's 400,000 minimum.
That's exactly correct. And you have to understand this. Belgium, I've traveled all over Europe on a bicycle. I want you to know that in Belgium, the people are kinder than your grandmother. They are sweeter than your grandmother. They are as nice as any human beings on the face of the earth can be. And they have invited the Muslims into all of Belgium with open arms, and they are living on the backs of the Belgianese, over 90% of them on welfare, which is pretty much the stock and trade of all of Europe. And these animals, these savages, this religion that advocates eternal violence against the infidels and the main prime
directive. It's a death cult, Frosty. We've said this before. It's a death cult religion.
It's a death cult.
It's in their own literature, for God's sakes.
Right, that's exactly correct. And so you have these Belgian people. I mean, I can't, again, I want to say they're as sweet as my grandmother, your grandmother, and yet these savages, this barbaric DNA that's transferring out of the Middle East and into first world countries is bombing the very foundation of civilization.
Absolutely, yeah.
With no thought of moral or ethical implications.
None whatsoever.
No compunction to stand for any kind of personal accountability and personal responsibility to humanity, women, children, anyone. They simply don't care. And in fact, they welcome death as their highest reward. This barbaric religion is not going to stop either in Europe or Canada or America unless we stop it. And today, I got on the telephone to Jared Polis, Michael Kaufman here in Colorado, the House Rep. I got into the office of Michael Bennett, U.S. Senate, and certainly Cory Gardner. And I said, I'm a former U.S. Army officer, served from 68 to 71. I'm a math and science teacher. I've been through all these countries. The fact is, we need to shut down all immigration and all Muslim immigration into the United States if we hope to survive the next 10 or 20 years, because as their numbers grow, their power grows, their jihad grows, their arrogance grows, and their violence grows, because it's a part of their DNA.
Well, I'm not going to argue.
And I told that to the reps. Well, I told that to my two senators and my House rep, and they said, well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And I said, I hope this is not just one call you're getting today. And she, and one of them said, believe me, you are one of endless calls. And I said, they're all saying the same thing, aren't they? She said, yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, what happened today will help Donald Trump. He was the first man to have the guts to stand up and tell the truth about our asinine, suicidal immigration allowances. It's a policy of death for America. No other way to look at it.
Yeah, a policy of death for America is this endless immigration. But not only is it the Muslim immigration a much quicker death to this country, because at some point we're all going to be afraid to walk into an airport. I can tell you this. As you all know, I take off in the summer, and I do my big bicycle rides. I was planning to bicycle from Barcelona, Spain, to the northwest tip of the boot of Italy with my wife, and ride the entire profile of the boot of Italy so that I could write an adventure guidebook, which hasn't been done. No one's done it. And I absolutely got information from Germans and from Norwegian contacts and even a Dutch contact, friends. They said to me, you would be riding a suicide ride because you could be caught up by the refugees coming in the boot there. There's nobody to protect you at the bottom of the boot.
Oh, they could swarm you off your bike and kill you in the street.
Oh, and rape my wife in a heartbeat. I mean, these people.
Hell, they rape you, too.
Oh, they'd probably, they would rape me also. And so I just said, you know, enough of that. So I'm
you can't do it.
On,
you can't do it anymore. Yeah, can't do it. Nope.
That's right. I'm going to stay in the United States.
And that goddamn excuse, I'm sorry, I got to watch my mouth. that piece of trash, that fraud, that fifth columnist, she might as well be Muslim, Angela Merkel, who is behind this, the destruction of Europe. She's a Polish communist Jew. She is evil. That woman is awful. And can't say enough bad things about her.
She's not going to last the summer, Jeff. She's not going to last. She's going to be recalled. The German people, I'll bet you tonight the German people are on the edge their anger.
Yeah.
They are going to throw her out on her two very ample rear-end buns. And there is going to be... You know, there's a point where your anger and the edge of your tolerance is exceeded.
Yeah.
I mean, Paris, France has got to be the most animalistic, barbaric act of all time. And then you get Charlie Hebdo, and then you get San Bernardino, and then you get Brussels, the peaceful country.
Look, what is going on, Frosty? What is going on? Why aren't the French doing it? The great French resistance of World War II is one of the most overrated things in modern history. People don't know that. It was BS, most of it. Look, the Germans have to rise up. They have to rise up on their genetic history, their cultural history, their history as a nation of individuals and great achievers. They've got to cleanse the poison from Germany, period. They have no choice.
Well, they have no choice. And there's no placating what you would call the non-radical Muslims, because the fact of the matter is these individuals that bombed not only Paris, France, they had peaceful Muslims feeding them, housing them, caring for them, facilitating the weapons that they used. And the same thing was right there. The Muslims, and I don't know if anyone knows this, but Belgium is not going to be Belgium much longer because the Muslims are outbreeding the Belgianese.
Oh, yeah.
And well within the next 20 years, Muslims will take over Belgium and run virtually the Belgians right out of their own country with intimidation and with violence and burning of churches and simply outvoting them and simply taking over. And they will declare Belgium as an Islamic caliphate state. That's absolutely guaranteed going to happen within 20 years, probably sooner, much sooner.
Unless somehow, some way, a great man or a great woman arises and unites and cleanses the filth, savagery, and poison that has been pushed into Europe with 100% deliberation and intent.
Exactly. Intent and deliberation and determination. And there's no question at some point the Germans are going to start literally rounding up the Muslims and shipping them back to the Middle East. Wherever they have to ship them back, they will put them on planes, they'll put them on buses, but they will
They need to walk them out. They need to get them out any way it takes.
Yeah, well, whatever way.
Why fly them first class? Make them walk. They walked in, they can walk out.
Walk out. That's exactly correct.
And the other thing is, over here, people talk about Donald Trump. Well, you can't evict 30 million people. It's too expensive. Well, what do those 30 or 40 million illegals cost you and I? You and I, listening here in America, every year. Frosty, what's the cost of illegal immigrants in this country that we have to pay every year? And Donald Trump made it quite clear. It would cost very little in comparison. Less than a year's burden that we carry to get those people out of here.
Edward Rubenstein, and you can check this out, ladies and gentlemen, the great economist in Washington, D.C. I shook hands with the man. He was actually pleased with my work. And this was 10 years ago.
Good.
And his team of economists and his entire team, Edward Rubenstein, figured across 15 federal agencies that are handing out all the gimmies, the entitlements, if you will, the handouts that you're paying for, to the tune of $346 billion per year across 15 federal agencies. You can go right down the line. You can talk about the anchor baby births and what they cost. You can talk about the ESL courses for all the illegal alien children. You can talk about the K-12 and what it costs each year for all these illegals. You can talk about the food stamps that they're collecting because they are anchor babies. You can talk about the hit and runs and insurances rates that you've got to pay because the illegals don't have driver's licenses and or insurance. The only insurance that illegals have when they drive a car is when they hit in an accident from being drunk. They run from the scene. Across 15 federal agencies, $346 billion a year. And then on the cash transfers going out of this country to the home countries, $80 billion a year, bleeding this country dry for the last 30 years.
$80 billion a year.
$80 billion a year. $25 billion of that, between $24 and $25 billion of that, goes directly to Mexico. That's why Mexico does not want Donald Trump
It's the second largest source of income in Mexico. Transfer of funds.
Right.
That's where they get the money.
China does not want Donald Trump because he will rescind the free trade laws and start making trade agreements that literally support American manufacturing.
He'll
and American
tariff
citizens.
And support all of us and lower the tax rate to 10%, one of the lowest in the world, and corporations will come running back.
You got it, baby. That's exactly right. I'll tell you what, Donald Trump is one sharp cookie, and one thing I really like about the man is the fact that he's an all-American man.
Yes, he is. Stand by, Frosty. We'll be right back in just a couple. Okay, on a busy day, back with Frosty Wooldridge this first hour tonight on a Tuesday night. Okay, polls are closed in Idaho and I guess now Utah, or just about. It looks very much like Cruz is going to win Romneyville, Utah. Not a surprise at all. I must say, Ted Cruz is one of the most insipid, dark, greasy, dirty politicians of my life. I have not run across many who are any lower, any more crude. He is a liar. Mr. Trump is 100% correct about that. Here's another story for you. Ted Cruz attacks Donald Trump after Brussels jihadist attacks. So somehow that little grease ball is twisting this around. I won't post it. I won't listen to it. I've listened to enough of him to last me two lifetimes.
Well, certainly, I want everyone to understand this, because most Americans, unless you're listening to the Rentz shows and get some really great speakers who are in touch with what's going on. In fact, tonight, a former 30-year veteran Border Patrol agent, John Slagle, is writing me saying, keep it up, Frosty, because you're getting more traction.
Great.
And he said, and I'm quoting here, at least, because he said, it's been many years since you and your video crew, along with Gunny McCann, who was another border agent of 30 years, and I hiked the smuggling trails and captured the massive illegal alien invasion of southern Arizona in 2003, long before Time Magazine and the mainstream reporters were on board. I mean, I was doing this way back then, 2003, and he took me on all of these unbelievable smuggling routes. And he said, at least, I'm quoting, at least Trump is shaking up the nation and making a great deal of sense. The usual Soros-paid demonstrators and socialist agitators tying up traffic near Phoenix for miles, trying to block First Amendment rights, merely made Trump supporters more determined. The establishment Republican Party leaders have lost their collective one-brain cell mentality. It should be interesting year. Unquote, John Slagle.
good for John. Did you see the story I ran, the black police officer who went to a Trump rally as a private citizen?
Oh, yeah.
In Arizona?
Yeah.
He was so appalled by the evilness of the obvious socialists who were sent there and otherwise organized and targeted the Trump rally. It was a private rally. Trump paid the rent for the place. He said these people were so, and he said they were African Americans. He was ashamed of his own people. He's a black guy. I listened to that, and I was really heartened that here is a man, a human being, with a heart, a mind, a soul, and some objectivity. He saw it. He wasn't going to lie. He told the truth.
Well, he certainly did. And I would really encourage each of you listening tonight to go to Rentz.com and go to my category, Frosty Wooldridge, and you'll see one demonstrating against the First Amendment in America. In other words, free speech, demonstrating against free speech in America. That's up right now. That's posted on Rentz.com. And the fact of the matter is, we have to hear all sides of the story. I even listen to Hillary Clinton, although she makes me want to hurl my dinner. But it's true. You look at Rubio. Finally, he got washed out because he's just a bald-faced liar.
Right.
But Cruz is in the same boat. Do you realize that my U.S. Senator, Michael Bennett, was part of the Gang of Eight, along with Cruz and along with Marco Rubio, and they are the ones, dear fellow American, they are the ones that not only gave amnesty to up to 30 million people, and I'm going with the Ann Coulter with her book Adios America, the left plan for turning America into a third world hellhole. They jumped legal immigration out of the third world from the current 1.2 million per year to 2 million per year. And that's after I went to both of my senators, Udall at the time in 2013, and Michael Bennett, and said, this is the final result. Another 100 million third world immigrants cannot be sustained. We can't sustain it on a sociological level. And I pointed all the points out to each one of the staffs that were listening to me, and they went ahead, and Michael Bennett literally doubled legal immigration to 2 million per year. I mean, talk about totally out of touch, it's called intellectual denial of reality. Cognitive dissonance is the official word for it. But this is what's leading our country. These people are out of touch because they're in the gated communities. They don't have to send their kids to the schools that our kids have to go to. Here in Denver, 172 different languages in Denver public schools.
That's by the Denver absolutely Post. Staggering. The great melting pot, assimilation, forget it.
Yeah, and as you see from the America, no longer America, less American every year. That's on Rinse.com in my category. That was in last week and published.
Look at the left side of the page, Frosty's columnist box, and then look down low for his second columnist feature to read some amazingly inspiring material. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's my adventure box there. But, New York City. I mean, take a guess at how many different languages, not other than English, spoken in New York City.
I couldn't guess.
800.
Oh, my God.
800. That's documented. Almost 40% of New York is all immigrants. 40%, because, that's where they come in.
Wow.
I mean, New York is no longer an American city. I can tell you, neither is Miami, and neither is Chicago. And Minneapolis, Minnesota is quickly becoming a complete. And, in fact, I talked to some bikers last summer, and they said, Minneapolis, we call it Somaliland. I mean, and you don't dare
these
go
are,
into
these
Somaliland.
Are black, these are black Africans from sub-Saharan Africa.
Right.
Many of them are really no more Muslim than the man on the moon. They've just picked it up. It's their little logo they hang on them. I'm a Muslim. No, they're not. They're after a free ride. And they come up here, and I forget how many were involved in a killing recently, but there's so many we don't hear about because
the liberal
media hides it.
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, I've tried to get on Colorado Public Radio and National Public Radio. I've petitioned Robert Siegel dozens of times. I've certainly tried to get on 60 Minutes in the last 15 years and petitioned them.
Frosty, they've heard you. They've heard you on here. They know exactly who you are.
Oh, yeah, they do. And they won't touch it. But Ryan Warner, last week I happened to listen to him on 90.1 here in Colorado on the Colorado Public Radio, which is a part of NPR. And he was just giving this fluff piece about all the poor Muslims in Colorado that feel all the pressure because of all of the bad press for the Muslims.
Who said this again? Let's get this on the record.
Ryan Warner.
Warner.
And I have tried to get on his show now for over close to 10 years. Oh, it's been 10 years. And I said, we need a discussion on literally what we're doing to ourselves here in Colorado. We had female genital mutilation cases so bad that we had to create a new law 15 years ago by Senator Dorothy Rupert from Fort Collins. It took 3 years to pass it because nobody could believe that thousands of these little girls were getting female genital mutilation
operations. And how many do we think now, Frosty, that you have?
500,000 cases in America. We're becoming a third world country.
These girls are mutilated for life, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah,
they've had their femininity taken away from them, their rights to be a human being taken away.
That's right. Their vaginal parts have all been literally cut out of them. It's beyond unbelievable that this is happening in the United States of America. We have imported a 6th century religion.
Frosty, it's happening, but let me rephrase that. It's being allowed to happen here. There should be how many bills should be in the Congress right now outlawing this? There are none that I know of.
There are none. That's right. Again, as you see on my columns on Rinse.com, I call for an immigration shutdown now. You'll see the logo for it. There's a logo. You go to the website. It's got T-shirts. It's got hats. And absolutely, we need to have a 100% immigration shutdown now. We need to stop all immigration from Muslim lands. Anybody's a Muslim needs to be absolutely shut out of this country. We're going to have more, as Donald Trump said, I will repeat Donald Trump, we're going to have more and more San Bernardinos as their numbers grow, because as their numbers grow, their power grows.
Oh, absolutely.
And their DNA directs them to kill, again, convert or kill all non-believers. That's the prime directive of the Quran. And these people are now here in this country. Minimum figures are 4 million and the maximum figures are 7 million. Even if you took 5% of that, it means any one of us could be the next San Bernardino, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Fort Hood, Fort Dix 6, Boston Marathon, 9/11 to whatever degree. And it's going to be one of us. It's going to be some of us. It's going to be our families. And Donald Trump said it's going to get worse. And folks, it's going to get worse here in America. There's no question about it.
I can guarantee you that the slaughter in Brussels at the airport today has awakened more people and hopefully gotten to more fence-sitters or late deciders. It's time to decide. It's time to stop playing games.
Exactly.
Stop voting for Bernie. Stop voting for Kasich. Stop voting for Cruz. You're throwing your votes away. There's only one person who will take a hard line on this, a real, practical hard line, and that's Donald Trump. The other person wants World War III with Russia. She wanted to go in there and said, put in a no-fly zone immediately and shoot the Russians down. She's insane. That's complete insanity. That's World War III.
Right. I mean, Hillary Clinton is clearly over her head. She does not know a military. She has no understanding of the military, about our soldiers. She never served. Her husband never served. She doesn't know what's really going on. Just like, I got to tell you, Barack Obama is so far. Barack Obama, who never served in the U.S. military because he wasn't even a U.S. citizen, but Barack Obama doesn't know a squad leader from a platoon, from a division to a battalion. He absolutely flat doesn't know anything. And look at his unbelievably incompetent handling of what's been going on, not only here in this country, but over there in Africa and the Middle East. He's lost. He's like a 6-foot guy who jumped into a 12-foot swimming pool, but he can't swim and there's no lifeguard to save his butt. And yet we're the ones that, of course, are the victims of the whole thing, because he is literally in over his head. And he's going to waste away the next 7 or 8 or 9 months of this presidency and walk away with his $500,000 a year retirement plan. But he led us into a mess, and he's literally a water boy for the Muslims.
Well, he is a Muslim. Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's their water boy.
Yeah.
Again, when the history books get over this thing, Jeff, when the historians really dig in, and the Freedom of Information Act exposes all those sealed records that he has right now, and they will be unsealed, his name will be worse than Lance Armstrong's as the biggest liar in the United States history.
Oh, he's untouchable. I don't think anyone can come close, and certainly as a president.
Major
political figure. The guy is a Marxist communist Muslim. Okay?
Right.
Trisexual, quadrisexual, whatever. He's done it all.
That's right.
Yeah. He is emblematic and symptomatic of the death smell of our culture that it now has, and it's got to be cleansed somehow. It's got to be cleansed. I don't know how to do it. You can't look to the Congress. You can't. It used to be thought that, the states can do it. I'm not sure the state legislatures can do anything anymore. They're all controlled. They're penetrated. The name of the game is penetrate, co-opt, and control. And that's what goes on. Look what happened to the Tea Party. It started out as a real grassrootsy thing. Within 4 or 5 months, it was completely controlled. That was the end of it. It's not a good situation, and the Trump voters, the Trump supporters, really, in many ways, can be arguably explained, what's the word I want here? Defined as the last bastion of American patriotism. This is our last chance. This is it. We don't have another chance. Trump came out of nowhere, shocked everyone. They kind of took him as a joke, let him in, gave him some airtime, and all of a sudden, his message took root and grew bigger and faster than Jack's beanstalk.
Well, I can say this. I'm a very objective man. I'm a rational thinker. And I'm going to tell you straight out, I think Donald Trump's going to become president of the United States because he is speaking for all of us. He's representing all of us, black, white, and brown. And he is a true American. And the fact is, if somebody like a Hillary or a Cruz got in, it would be business as usual. The invasion would continue,
and we would become
more and more the victims of more Paris Frances, more San Bernardinos, more 9/11s, more Boston Marathons, more Fort Hood shootings, you name it. We would literally have an ongoing legacy with Hillary or Cruz or any other person because they have proven that they will not defend America. They will not stand up. Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution states that we, the Congress and the United States President, will guard the borders from any kind of an invasion. And the fact of the matter is that has not been standing and has not been enforced for over 40 years now. And that's the last five presidents and certainly all of the Congresses. And that's why we're in the mess we're in right now, because our own elected representatives and our own presidents have done nothing to secure America's borders and her sovereignty, and they have put all of us at risk. And
hell, they don't even talk about it, Frosty. This dirtbag in the White House doesn't even talk about it. What do you hear? A pathway to citizenship. We don't need any more citizens here. We need to take care of our own. I ran a Judge Jeanine clip the other day, one of her very best. She said the Republican establishment's free ride is over. And boy, did she nail that. I really ought to rerun that. Excellent.
I've been listening to her. I mean, she makes sense. I like a woman.
Yeah.
I like a man, but I like a woman that makes common sense. And Judge Jeanine makes a common sense. We absolutely have to get to that. Or again, I'll repeat it. We're going to lose our country.
It's no joke. I don't know what else to tell you, except if you haven't figured it out by now, it's time. It's time. It's time to listen to Donald Trump. It's time to listen to what he says and compare it. Compare it to the others. If I don't understand anyone voting for Cruz, I just don't get it. And I've never seen the alleged media in this country disgrace itself any more than it has. I don't think it's something that can be cured. I don't think they can recover from it. They have forever shown themselves to be abject whores doing the bidding of their owners. They don't care. There's no principle there.
That's right. Well, Ryan Warner here, and I'm singling him out because he's a Colorado Public Radio, and he's NPR. And if you hear all these fluff stories from NPR, it makes you want to sick. You want to gag because he won't talk about all the other things that the Muslims are doing here in Colorado. He does these fluff pieces and tries to make them. We've got the whole town of Fort Morgan's being turned into a giant mosque that we're paying for, and these Muslims that are there working at the food packing place, they ran all the Americans out, and so the food packing place now is getting all this just trash labor from Somalia, and they've created their own caliphate, and literally they ran all the Coloradans out. And that same thing happened up in Greeley, Colorado.
What's this, a packing house you're talking about?
Yeah, it's a packing house in Fort Morgan. And now they want us to build them a mosque so they can integrate themselves more into American society. And they can't pay for it themselves because they're so poor. And obviously the Saudi money hasn't, decided that they're worth a mosque there. And again, remember this, when 1990, there were only 300 mosques in this country. They're now 2,200 and growing fast and all being built by Saudi money. And these mosques are nothing more than territorial markers. They're simply forts, and they're forts that can literally stash guns and ammo and radicalize all of these young Muslims. And we're the ones that get to die. we, the citizens, and we could be going down to Walmart. We could be going to a Christmas party like San Bernardino. And these savages can just absolutely take aim at us and blow us up. And remember this, their highest good is to die in the name of jihad for the Quran and Allah. I mean, they are a suicide cult. And a religion of such incredible violence. If you've read any of some of the columns I've written, I wrote a 22-part series on Muslims in America. It's on Rinse.com. I wrote a 12-part series on impregnating America with Muslims, and I wrote another 8-part series, The Most Violent Religion on Earth. It's all on Rinse.com. It's in the records. If you want to know what's really going on and what's really coming at us, I pretty much defined it in those three different series.
Right. They are outstanding. Look on the left-hand side in the columnist section. Look for Frosty. And do pass his material around. That's all you can do. Pass it around. I just can't believe that not one of these programs, NPR, none of, they will not go, they won't touch you.
They're scared. Oh yeah, they can't, because they can't bring anybody up that's going to tell me how wonderful it is to bring in 10 million more Muslims. They can't tell me, they can't sit there and say, oh yeah, everything's going to be solved if we bring in another 100 million third world immigrants, because that's what's coming into this country. And again, folks, if you're frustrated, if you are scared, if you're terrified, the only things that I know what to do is numbersusa.org, become a member. I just sent in 6 faxes today to my Congress representatives, capsweb.org. Join it. Just collectively empower yourself, carryingcapacity.org with David Durham out in California. And also, Jeff, I've had a lot of people write me. I mean, a lot, hundreds and hundreds write me. Thanks for what you said on Rinse the other night and so forth. A lot of you have asked to have some of the Rinse videos put on YouTube. So if that's possible to shoot those onto YouTube, Jeff, then more and more people would get to see, because you've done some your crew there has done some fantastic videos of our conversations and with
all the pictures. they're on the Rinse official YouTube channel. All of Frosty's things that we've done are
they're brilliant.
They're there. Yeah, the editing is
fabulous.
Superb. Yeah. Thank you. All right, but thank you more so for everything you've done and continue to do. We've got to stop it. This is our last chance. Again, Trump is not perfect, but give me an alternative.
There are no alternatives. That's correct. There are no alternatives. We are either going to save ourselves through an American president in the name of Donald Trump, or we're going to continue to go the way of a disintegration, fragmentation, and absolute fracturing of our ethos, of our country, of our language, of our ability to survive here. And if we continue with a Hillary or a Cruz, we're literally not, I don't think we'll make it through another 10 years without unbelievable battles in the streets of America that are going to happen
over
Germany this summer.
We'll have race war. Lucky. There'll be a race war anytime the controllers, want it. And they love to divide and conquer and control. That's what they do. That's how they rule. Divide and conquer. Start off a few race wars. Oh, my God. We'd be chasing our tails forever.
Baltimore, you can go right on down the line.
Absolutely.
They're going to repeat. So.
Okay, my friend, thank you. Talk to you soon. Anytime you need to get on, let me know. We'll pop you right on. In the meantime, thank you, Frosty, for everything.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Godspeed.
All right, there's a great American. And you folks out there are great Americans, too. Don't forget that. You don't have to be named Frosty Wooldridge. Just to understand that you have a voice and you still have a First Amendment, and you can try to help those around you who can't quite figure it out. It's so sad when you see people parroting the corrupt, the perverted, the evil, and it is the evil, mainstream media, and how they're smearing our last chance. It's truly astounding. All right, we'll be right back. Hang on.